It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Up in the studio for My Morning Mixtape, we have Sam and Tom from Friendly Potential. Sam and Tom are a couple of the many great people behind this weekend's Catacombs Festival, which is happening for the first time. First time, right? First time?
Yeah, it's the first time. Yeah.
At the Civic Winter Garden this Friday and Saturday. And we got the good news that Friday is now completely sold out.
Yep.
And there are still tickets available for Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that exciting for you guys? Or were you expecting it to be a hit?
No, well, you never, as a promoter, some things you have a sense that it's going to go well. This one we were very excited about and we believed in, but it's very rewarding that people have got behind the concept and are just as excited about it as we are.
Yeah, I think that's something that we've been working on for like a year or so. And when it kind of gets to this point where there is like not that many tickets left and one of the days is sold out, especially a two-day thing in Auckland, which is you don't really get that much.
Yeah, because I was going to ask how long has it been in the works? You said a year, but what was the drive? When did it start that you wanted to do something like this?
Well, we conceptualized, basically, we wanted to do a pop-up nightclub idea. That's something that's been floating around for maybe even like 3 years. Yeah. And we had sort of thought of, where could we do that? Because I don't know if you know this, but making a pop-up nightclub is an absurdly expensive undertaking.
I can imagine.
It's ridiculous. You don't save any costs. You get every cost up front of starting a nightclub, but yet you only get to have it for 2 days.
I think also like anyone that's ever come to a Friendly Potential actual club night, we're just kind of like, all right, cool, these are great. They're busy, we've got like this amazing regular crowd, we're kind of growing that crowd every so often. What's the next step?
And it's something like this.
And that's basically, this was kind of like, you know, how do we bring this idea of like European clubbing to Auckland City?
Yeah, great. And you've got some good international DJs, I guess, or artists on there as well. Had you made those connections prior to this, or was it like going in like cold?
There's three returners that have all played, two that have played Friendly Potential and one that's played for us, Claire Fifi. She played for us in Wellington, like a last minute gig, but Palm Strax has played for us, and the Optimo guys obviously have played for us twice before.
Awesome.
Big Friendly Potential favourites, those two.
Yeah. And was that the draw card to bring them back, is that they were just like highlights from the start?
Yeah, and I think also them as acts as well, they've really bought into us as a party. You know, there's an interview that kind of makes all of us a little bit embarrassed that Optimo gave to the spin-off last time we had them out, where they talk about how we're the kind of party that they really get down with. And when you've got an act like Optimo, who ran what's probably the most famous Sunday night party for the best part of a decade in Glasgow, saying that about your party, you're kind of like, well, okay, if we're going to do a bigger thing, we want you guys involved.
Yeah, great.
And the same with Palm Strax as well.
Awesome. Let's talk about your team. So there's the two of you. Who else is involved in this festival?
So there is Gus. He's kind of our, I guess you'd call him the accountant.
he's gonna hate you so much for that.
He lives in Wellington. He's the one who freaks out about paying the bills.
Yeah.
Which is a very important person to have in any business undertaking, I would say. There's also Scarlett, who lives in Auckland here. She's a reasonably well-known DJ around Auckland as well. She is really, I guess you'd call her the decor expert.
Yeah,
she's like the person with the vision of how the decor all fits together. And then finally, Simon he basically runs our radio show. And he has done for the last 3 years, which is a humongous undertaking considering he's finishing his PhD in psychology at the same time.
And he gets very little kind of help from us every week. Like, guys, we need a guest mix. Does anyone have any ins? And we're all like, sorry, bro, can't help. And he always pulls it out of the bag, like every single time. And the radio show is like, man, it's so key. There's so many people around the world listening to that.
Awesome.
And obviously here as well, because it's on BFM. So.
And this will be the first time, I think, in about 4 years that the five of us have managed to be at the same party at the same time.
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you guys will be, as well as working, you'll be having a great time as well, I'm sure.
I'll be trying to have a good time.
I'll be
having a good time. I'm excited about the music. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into the songs. This first one, Peril, with Alez. How did you pick this one out?
So Perel's kind of a breakthrough act, I guess would be a good way to describe her. She put a record out last year on DFA, on the New York label DFA, which LCD Sound System was very heavily tied to. They're a really probably one of the biggest independent music or dance labels in America. And they picked up her debut album and put it out, and that's when she came to a lot of people's attention. She'd been working, like, she's been making music since 2010. But this is the kind of her breakthrough and kind of how I encountered her music. And she, so in the last year, she's gone, like, pretty much exploded as much as a breakthrough it can in their first year of, like, making it big time.
I think, you know, she's now, like, after the kind of DFA thing, she's also releasing music on, like, kind of seminal dance labels like Permanent Vacation and Innervisions, which are kind of, like, doesn't get much hotter than that in terms of club music.
But her sound is kind of 80s new wave but modern, and I really loved it. Like, the first time I heard this track in particular, I was like, I got really excited about seeing her. She's opening up the Saturday night for us, so. Well, Tom's actually opening the Saturday night, but she's the first international to play, and it's probably the thing I'm looking forward to most. Cause
I'm really excited about checking her as well.
At the heart of it, I mean, Optimo and all these guys are, like, well known for what they do, but I'm also interested in seeing something that I've never seen before.
And this is that. Cool, let's give it a listen. So that's song one.
Yeah, that's Perel. Yeah, she's kind of like, I guess, in terms of how I'm thinking about the lineup, she's kind of like new blood. Do you know what I mean? Like brand new.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was the whole point of the whole concept of the thing. It was like past meets present meets future kind of thing. Like, you know, it's in a venue that was a 1920s to 1940s kind of burlesque club.
Yeah, let's talk about the venue for a second, because you were saying that you wanted to go for this like pop-up kind of bar festival thing. What led you to the Winter Garden as the location?
It's the sickest space in Auckland.
I mean, there's not really anything else to say apart from that. I mean, you know, if you've seen online and all of the stuff, like some of the photos that we had done, the place is incredible. And then you put great music in there, great atmosphere. It's got all the everything that adds up for a great, great party, basically.
I like the idea that it was, when it was built, it was the dance floor that all of Auckland used to go and get down there.
Oh, cool.
In the 1920s and 30s, and now 100 years later, it's sort of returning to that. You know, it has been that, like, intermittently throughout the years, but I remember going down there in the early 2000s and when I was, like, 9 years old and just watching crappy movies, and that was really run down.
Cool.
And yeah, it's one of the best buildings in Auckland, and that room in particular is actually literally tailor-made for dancing in.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be great.
Oh yeah.
The second song that you want to play, the Amp Fiddler one, what made you draw this one out?
So Amp is playing on the Friday night, and even though that's sold out, it's definitely worth, like, lauding the fact that he's coming to New Zealand again. I think the last time he was here is maybe 10 years ago.
Yep.
He is, I don't know, he's sort of a connection with, well, he's definitely a connection with the P-Funk sound. He's played with Parliament, Funkadelic, George Clinton. He played on a bunch of Prince tracks in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Cool.
He is a Detroit, he's basically the keyboard player in Detroit you go to if you want some soulful keys on your track. He tours with Theo Parrish's live band. He plays keys on Moody Man's records. Yeah. He is the real thing.
I mean, you know, like, even the other side of it, like, he introduced Jay Dilla to the MPC. You know, like,
he was mentoring kids coming up in Detroit, music teacher, and Jay
Bit
Dilla
of a legacy.
Was one of his students. Yeah, it's just so he is the real thing. That's the only way I can put it. I mean, last time I saw Amp Fiddler, he came on stage with a guitar and played during a Tony Allen show.
Yeah,
it was ridiculous.
Where was that?
In Amsterdam, Dick Mantel.
Sick.
What's this one called, Hunter?
This one's called Sippin' on Your Pimpin'.
Love it.
Sippin' on your pimpin', you know it's a lie. Titirangi Festival of Music is back, bringing people together for three vibrant days of music, art and so much more, March 28th to the 30th. Thursday, March 28th, Mardi Gras music, Grammy nominees Chawa, direct from New Orleans and live in concert with support from Tom Rodwell. Quench your thirst with Black Sands craft beer and grab Kiwi soul food at the Hungi Master food truck. Titirangi Festival, March 28th to the 30th. For tickets and information, visit titirangifestival.co.nz.
Need to get out of town? Skip it! Skip the new low-cost, no-stress North Island Bus Express. Cheaper, faster, funner. Go to skip.travel today.
Born back ceaselessly into the past for Motat's Prohibition Party. Don your finest 20s attire and enjoy an evening of live entertainment and fabulous jazz age atmosphere. Motat Prohibition Party, Saturday, March the 9th. Tickets from motat.org.nz. R18.
Ah, doesn't that salt on your skin feel so good? The enriching, invigorating freshness? We all come from the sea, you know.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Let's race out to the pontoon. I'm going to be young forever.
Where are you going? Ray, don't go outside in your Speedo.
The fish are my sisters.
7 a.m. swim. He kohoi a te whetu karaka I te ata with Spurba Dan. It's got life advice, culture and politics, philosophical musings. It's got features out the wazoo. The 7 a.m. swim, every Saturday morning only on 95BFM. Bye.
One more to finish it off. What made you pick out this last one?
Well, I mean, it's... Go on, you can say it.
It's the hit.
Well, this song is by Danny Crippett. It's an edit he did of a classic. It was a huge disco hit in the 1970s, and Danny Crippett, his father ran a jazz club in the Lower East Side in the 70s, and he started DJing when he was 13 in 1971. And he became... Well, a stalwart of the New York disco scene in the 1970s and was friends with basically every legendary DJ from the time. He was a colleague of theirs. And this is a record he made in the early 80s, became a bootleg classic, I guess you would say, was played rinsed throughout the world of discos because he took a disco classic that was already massive and gave it an edit and basically laid the groundwork for, well, one of the blueprints of house music. This is a record that people point at and say, this is kind of one of the records the sound of house music starts to come in. You know, it's 4/4 drums, and the drums are really the driving force of the track rather than the melody or any of that. I mean, disco was already kind of doing that, and that's kind of, you know, house music is disco music, and if you don't know that, I just told you and you should know that. But yeah, Danny Crivet is, again, he's the real thing. Like, he literally was there when disco became a thing. He was part of it becoming a thing in New York in the 1970s, and he's still doing that thing. And it's really exciting to have him come to New Zealand and do it for us.
Is he going
to
be playing on Saturday night or Friday night?
He's playing on Saturday. Yeah, he's playing
on Saturday. So there's still tickets available to see.
There's still tickets available.
There's still tickets to see Danny and Perel and also Claire Fifi and Optimo, who are our favourites. So it's a stacked lineup.
Yeah.
Awesome. Should we give this last one a listen?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Thanks very much for coming up, and I'm excited to go to this festival and see how great it is.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for having us, Hunter.
was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.